More absentee ballots have been returned by mail already than during the entire 2016 presidential election. It's Friday, October 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin elections officials are preparing for the worst on Election Day.
It really does feel a bit like, you know, we've turned into more of an emergency management department than an election department.
And a state park closed their campgrounds early because of some unexpected visitors. Stay with us.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
With less than a month to go before the general election, more Wisconsinites have returned by mail absentee ballots than during the entire 2016 presidential contest. Rich Kramer has more.
Nearly 200,000 absentee ballots were returned to Wisconsin clerks as of Thursday, according to the State Elections Commission. All told, around 164,000 absentee ballots were returned during the 2016 presidential election. Waukesha County Clerk Meg Wortman says before the COVID-19 pandemic, absentee ballot return rates were around 20%.
That it jumped up to about 70%, at least in Waukesha County, during COVID, and then since then it's come back down between that 25-35%.
According to the most recent data, more than 38% of absentee ballots sent to Waukesha County voters have been returned. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Milwaukee parent has filed a lawsuit against the school district for not putting police officers in schools. Corrine Hess reports a law passed in 2023 required officers to be in schools by January, but 10 months later, they're still not in place.
Charlene Abugrin says for years her children have come home from Milwaukee Public Schools with bruises. One son got a concussion after a padlock was thrown at his head. Her youngest child is now a senior. She says he comes home weekly with injuries because of a fight club at school.
My kids should be able to feel safe in school. The teachers should be able to feel safe in schools. And it definitely needs to be some accountability.
The lawsuit is calling for the court to mandate police. MPS says cops will be in schools as soon as the city provides them. City officials say MPS is misrepresenting the status of negotiations with the police department. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsinites are pitching in to help with the Hurricane Milton relief effort. The storm made landfall in Florida on Wednesday, causing widespread flooding and knocking out power for millions. Milton hit just as people in the southeast were still recovering from Hurricane Helene. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin has roughly 60 volunteers in that part of the country helping with recovery effort. Jennifer Warren is a spokesperson for the Red Cross.
The families that are down there are probably tired. First, they had to deal with Hurricane Helene. They're still dealing with the cleanup, you know, and the destruction from that. And now we have Hurricane Milton.
We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service also combined to send 50 employees to Florida to help restore power. A state park in Door County had to send campers home early this week. As Nick Rommel reports, rodents were to blame.
Rock Island State Park is known for its undeveloped landscape, historic lighthouse, and large snake population. But this fall, the reptilian predators were outmanned by their prey, a huge mouse infestation that campers said chewed through tents, shoes, and plastic containers. The DNR closed the park's campground Tuesday after some campers started heading home early by choice. Park Superintendent Eric Hyde said it's an isolated incident.
You know, general visitor experience. You know, we want people to know Rock Island for the amazing place it is and not just focus on this one unusual period of time.
Day trippers can still visit Rock Island through Monday. After that, the island closes for the winter. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, as a swing state, all eyes are on Wisconsin once again. But they're especially zoomed in on the state's local elections officials. Ahead of November 5th, clerks are preparing for a potentially contentious election day.
Worst case scenario is something that you plan for and not necessarily something that you communicate to the public because you don't want to scare people. But people would be concerned if some of the things that we discussed happened.
WPR's Joe Schultz will have more on how Wisconsin's election officials are bracing themselves. Stay with us.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
Wondering how hot this summer is going to be?
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just, this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
And finally, local elections officials across Wisconsin have been preparing for the worst-case scenarios on Election Day, such as threats to public safety. These preparations are becoming more common as threats are escalating for Wisconsin's public officials. Animosity towards Green Bay election officials has especially continued for years after the 2020 election. All Things Considered host Brady Carlson sat down with WPR's Joe Schultz to chat about what's going on in Green Bay.
You looked at the backlash from the 2020 election, specifically in Green Bay. Why there?
Well, in many ways, you know, Green Bay was sort of a microcosm for the backlash that officials across the country faced after the 2020 election. President Biden won Wisconsin by about 20,000 votes, but he only won Green Bay by about 4,000 votes. Those close margins put the state and the city under pressure from former President Donald Trump after he started making false claims of widespread voter fraud. You know, in Green Bay, that led to threats and harassment toward local officials. I spoke with Ahmad Rivera-Wagner. He's worked in the mayor's office since 2020, and now he's a Democrat running for the state assembly. He says that city staff started receiving threats almost immediately after the election, and he says he was specifically targeted.
Ended up setting me up to be doxxed, harassed, stalked. I had death threats. They stalked my husband at his job because they didn't believe that he was real.
In the same day as the January 6th insurrection, pro-Trump protesters held a Stop the Steal rally outside City Hall. And in the years since, Green Bay has documented at least three incidents where members of the public verbally assaulted either city staff or a Green Bay Press Gazette newspaper reporter.
Now, why would Green Bay be such a target and not necessarily other parts of the state?
I talked to a former congressman, Reed Ribble. He's a Republican who represented Green Bay in Congress for 6 years, and he has a theory. He says Republicans see Green Bay as largely winnable.
In Milwaukee and Dane County, they just believe the Democrats are going to steal it no matter what. And I think the bigger issue is this whole idea that the elections themselves aren't safe, when in fact they are.
But Green Bay wasn't the only place where officials faced real safety concerns. In Dane County, Madison's clerk received multiple death threats. And Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, she was granted a security detail due to concerns about her safety.
And what are Green Bay officials doing here in 2024 to make sure they're ready for this election?
Well, City Clerk Celestine Jeffries says some of the concerning incidents in recent years have really forced elections officials to increase coordination with law enforcement. She participated in a dry run of what a threat to public safety on Election Day might look like. That training brought together everyone from the local clerk's office to state elections commission officials to the city police and fire departments. And it was led by someone from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Jeffries couldn't give me details about just kind of the scenario they ran through, but she says the group talked about how they would respond to a, quote, man-made threat to public safety.
Worst case scenario is something that you plan for and not necessarily something that you communicate to the public because you don't want to scare people. But people would be concerned if some of the things that we discussed happened.
And this is not necessarily something only Green Bay is doing, right?
No, it's not. I spoke to the Dane County clerk, Scott McDonald. He says that those sorts of trainings have become more common across the state, especially after the January 6th insurrection. He's even participated in some. He says that they can range from, you know, preparing for cyber attacks to preparing for bomb threats.
It really does feel a bit like, you know, we've turned into more of an emergency management department than an election department.
So broadly speaking, how much of a concern is safety heading into this election?
Well, a 2023 Brennan Center survey of local elections officials across the country showed that 45% had safety concerns for future elections. I also spoke with Sam Liebert. He's the Wisconsin State Director for a National Voting Rights Group. He's held town halls with clerks around the state, and he says there's a lot of concern.
There's a large number of clerks who, the night before and on election night, they are either putting their families up in hotels or they're sending their families away to other states or other towns to stay with family for fear of what could happen if we have a contested election or if things go sideways.
But at least, you know, in Green Bay, Jeffries tells me that officials are ready for any scenario.
That's WPR's Joe Schultz. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was WPR reporter Joe Schultz speaking with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Don't forget, you can find all of our election coverage at wpr.org/election2024. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.